What's happening, Joe?
Well, you know, Frank's right about the weather at Syracuse. That's one of the places I considered going to college, and the weather was a big factor in me not going.
I'm telling you, it snows great constantly. School.
Did Jim Brown call you, you know, try to sway you in Syracuse?
Did Bob Costas call you?
They, the whole full court press, yeah.
Bay Larry Zonka.
How about Ronnie Cicely?
Oh, my goodness. No, he was later.
What about the...
Joe,
I'm trying to think of some more Syracuse players from the 80s. I'm just not coming up with any.
D.C.? Derek Coleman.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
The watchword for Kentucky this week, Joe, has been focused, supposedly. And to bolster that point, Coach Rich Brooks has ordered all the posted schedules at their training facility altered to display only the Vanderbilt game. There are no references to the wins over LSU, Louisville, or Arkansas. No peek ahead to Georgia and Tennessee. He wants to get their heads screwed on right for this game.
Well, he's had 2 weeks to do it, you know, as well, with them coming off of that loss to Mississippi State and getting the open date, which was good for them for a number of reasons, not the least of which to help get Rafael a little healthy, you know, to play. They are focused on this one, obviously. They know that there's still a lot left to be decided in their minds and in this whole division. So I would think that they would be very focused. We would get their best game, and I think Vanderbilt will respond as they have pretty much every time this year when they've had a disappointing outing. They've come right back very solidly, and I think they'll do that again.
Well, it is a look-ahead trap sandwich game for Kentucky.
Well, I don't think it is, and I think even more important is Keenan Burton and Rafael Little are healthy, so that offense will be operating at peak efficiency.
Yeah, and Little, you remember what he did to us last year. Yeah. He had over 300 yards on his own, you know, with rushing yardage of almost 200.
Big.
He was something else. He returned punts. It's going to be interesting to see him. And every time, and I've started thinking of this more and more. I remember going down to Florida and thinking about Brandon James and how talented he is as a return man. But DJ Moore has sort of become that man for Vanderbilt. I mean, Florida kicked away from him most of the day. And when they did kick to him once, he took it back 40-something yards, and you could see why. I mean, DJ's on a pace to set a record for kickoff return yardage here, you know, at Vanderbilt for an average for a season. And so he's one of those guys that can make a game-breaking play in a game like this one Saturday.
And Joe, you know, you look at this Vanderbilt team this year, and there are a lot of – if you're choosing an MVP at this point, there are a lot of different candidates you could go with. But I think DJ would be up there about as far as anybody, you know, in terms of all the different things he's done for this club this season.
I think he'd have to be. I don't think there's any doubt about that, given what he's become not only as the defensive player excuse me, in the secondary, but also his ability to run the football on occasion on offense. I think you'll see him back in that mode some this coming week. And of course, his return ability has been just tremendous. So, you know, he would certainly be a candidate for that. And you know, I think other candidates, if you're going to go down that list, you probably got a couple of guys on the defensive side. Of course, you got Earl, who you're always going to have as a candidate in that regard. But what I'm hoping is that the MVP play from somebody will come over this next three games, you know, and come at that time when they need it most.
Joe, thanks a lot, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys in the morning.